When you need legal representation, having the right team to represent you is crucial. Since 1958, Norman Deller has helped thousands of clients with their legal matters in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Whether your case is personal injury, estate planning, probate, employment or business law, civil litigation, real estate, or family law, the attorneys at Norman Deller offer years of expertise and knowledge. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, call Norman Deller at 654-0911 or visit normandeller.com. The Law Office of Norman Deller, providing legal excellence you can trust since 1958.
The Ventura County Healthcare Agency is proud to provide quality, cost-effective, culturally sensitive healthcare for all of Ventura County. In addition to Ventura County Healthcare Agency's two hospitals, Ventura County Medical Center and Santa Paula Hospital, the agency has 26 ambulatory care and specialty clinics. And the Ventura County Healthcare Agency provides services to every community of our county. In addition to the 50 community-based service locations, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers home visits and comprehensive care. Dedicated to education, prevention, specialty mental health, and acute care services, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency strives to ensure the health and well-being of all Ventura County residents, so you and your family can be well. For more information about all of the services the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers, call 677-5272. That's 677-5272. The Ventura County Healthcare Agency, 677-5272.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Gray Matters, brought to you by the Law Offices of Norman Dowler. And now, your host, Sherry Kerman.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Sherry here with Gray Matters, sitting in the studio with my co-host, Sheila Murphy from the Ventura County Healthcare Agency. How are you doing today, Sheila?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. And, of course, we have Mr. Tom Spence on the board. Hello there, Tom.
Hi, everybody.
I know nobody would believe me because Tom never says anything on this show, but Tom does the morning show Monday through Fridays.
Yes, all five of those days from 5 to 9.
From 5 to 9, and the man never stops talking. Maybe that's why he doesn't say so much on our Saturday show, because maybe he's used up all his words.
I have. I have an allotment, and I reach it, and I'm done.
And you're done until Monday again.
That is correct.
All right. Well, here we are. This is our final show. So we are going to make it a spectacular one. We're sad to go, but time to move on and do other things. We've had a great 7 months of the show. We've done great things, and we know this is going to be the very best show yet. Our first guest today is a dear, dear friend of mine, Sue Tatangelo. She's also known as the Chief Resource Officer of the Camarillo Healthcare District, and she's the Architect and Program Manager of the Wellness and Caregiver Center of Ventura County. And that's what we're going to focus on today. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Sherry.
How are you?
I'm so glad to be here and honored to be on your last show. You are such a giver to the community, and I love you for that.
Oh, thank you. Aww. Thank you. Well, ditto, my friend. You are an amazing person, and you are always out there in the community doing great things for our seniors and anyone who needs assistance. But tell us a little bit about the Wellness and Caregiver Center. Well, first of all, tell us what it is.
Okay. The Wellness and Caregiver Center of Ventura County has only been open 9 months, but it really has been an envisioning process for about the last 3 years. In Camarillo, we know, of course, that the community is older, but what that means as far as service delivery is that we have more people dying from chronic conditions than Oxnard or Simi Valley or Thousand Oaks, which are, maybe three times our size.
Right.
So it created some issues for us to figure out about how we could fill the gaps. And we decided that focusing services on people with ongoing health conditions and their caregivers were the right thing to do.
And so it's connected to the Camarillo Healthcare District.
It is. We started out to have it as a program of the Camarillo Healthcare District, but then as different funders heard about what we were doing, wanted to be part of it and make it a model for the county, and so now it is a county-wide service.
And that's important because the Camarillo Healthcare District can service Camarillo and Somas residents, but the Wellness and Caregiver Center of Ventura County really is Ventura County, so it can provide services to anybody in the county, right?
Almost right. The Camarillo Healthcare District can provide service for anybody who comes to Camarillo. But the Wellness and Caregiver Center, actually, we have care managers that go out to all parts of the Ventura County, okay. And there are no boundaries to that.
Right. And who are the main benefactors of the center?
People with ongoing health conditions, and that may be a condition like asthma or hypertension, apnea. I mean, it's a wide range of different kinds of conditions. And also their caregivers. Caregivers are really the backbone of a long-term care system that does a very important job with little or no training. So
right.
Our job there is to connect them to resources, education, and support.
And I have to say, I know from experience, I mean, the center is always putting on incredible programs, several standalone programs, and then a Tools for Caregiver class that's a six-week program, if I recall correctly, that runs every quarter that they taught, and they're looking at the legal issues, medical health, mental health, right? You have,
right.
Each week you have a different profession, I guess.
They're expert presenters on topics that are relative to caregiving, and I'm very proud to say that you're one of them.
I'm very, very proud to say that I'm included as one of them. I love being part of it.
Well, not only do you do one of the series around legal issues in caregiving, but you have been the organizing attorney to produce just an incredible service to the community at providing free legal services for caregivers at the center every Monday from 1 to 4.
That's right. And all they have to do is call the center and give us the number.
The number is 1-800-900-8582.
They call the center and they can ask to have an appointment with an attorney. And the center now is pretty well versed at knowing what questions to ask, because some of us have some different specialties, and
absolutely.
So they can get the person with the right attorney so that they don't come in and have the attorney go, wow, that's a really interesting problem, wish I could help.
We all hate when that happens.
And they make an appointment and they come in.
Yes, absolutely. And it has been so successful. I mean, I think you began it in November, and I think we've served 70 people so far.
I think October 25th was our first day there.
There you go.
I remember that day, yeah. And I want to put a big kudos out to the Ventura County Bar Association.
Absolutely.
And specifically VLSP, which is the Volunteer Legal Services Program. It's our Bar Association's pro bono program, which provides free legal services to people who can't afford it. And Steve Henderson, who's our executive director, because I went to him with this thought of having attorneys there at the Wellness Center, and you and I, Sue, talked about self-help and things like that, and my concern with self-help was, as an attorney, it's very difficult for me to just present forms. It's really hard for an attorney to stay on the side of the line where you're not giving advice.
Right.
And when it's self-help, we can't give advice. Cannot. And so I wanted to be able to do that. So I went to Steve Henderson and asked if the attorney sitting in the Wellness Center could be covered by the VLSP's malpractice insurance for those hours that we were sitting there, so that we could then present legal advice. And they said immediately, absolutely, not a problem, right away. And that's how it all worked out. So
amazing.
It was amazing. Mm-hmm. And anybody out there who doesn't know, I mean, we are so blessed, and I've said this so many times on the show, we're so blessed in this county to have people who care so much, and not just one or two, but a lot of people willing to go out,
yes.
You know, go that extra mile, give that extra effort, provide that extra service to seniors, to anyone who has legal issues. I mean, on this show, we're dealing more with just seniors in general, but we see it all around, and that's what makes these things possible. So it's our pleasure. We have 12 or 13 really phenomenal attorneys who give their time. So we're each sitting there maybe once a quarter, and it's easy for us. It's great for the people coming through the center. It's a great service for the center. What are some of the other services you have there?
Well, the idea, the vision that we had is that it would be a place where someone would get really person-centered care, that we wouldn't build services around them. We wouldn't have them fit into a hole that we made, designed with some services, that we had to come hear about their preferences and really design a care plan around what their issues were in their lives and their support systems. And we wanted to do it with traditional and non-traditional partners. And really, in the past, the legal service is an example of a non-traditional partner in the past. Mm-hmm. But a person can come into the center, meet with our care coordinator, and make appointments for the Alzheimer's Association. Back at the center.
Which is important, because they're not being told, oh, now you go out here to where the Alzheimer's Association is. Go here to meet with this attorney. Everything happens at the center. So they get to the center, and where all these services are coming.
Shopping.
Yeah, I mean, they may have to come on more than one occasion, but they only have to come there.
That's right. And we wanted to make it so, I mean, oftentimes when you've had a diagnosis or you're an overburdened caregiver, people give you good information, but your follow-through, because you're already overwhelmed, the follow-through is going to be difficult. So at the center, all of that can be done in one place. You don't even have to remember why you're coming back. You just show up and we'll
just
tell you.
Just remember that you come back, right. And you have it all written down for the, right. And that is so important, because I've seen that time and time again where you've got a caregiver, and it's often, it's the family member.
Right.
I think I read somewhere it was 20% of the population in the country was either going to receive or give free care services to a friend or family member. That's huge. That's a big percentage, 1 in 5.
It is.
And I think in a community like Camarillo, particularly where we have so many more seniors, I'm sure that percentage is higher. And so it is overwhelming. I've seen it. I've even experienced it a little bit. It is overwhelming. And people want to give you all this great advice, and you just end up kind of thinking, you just shut down because I can't make one more phone call.
Right.
I can't. Thanks for all this, you know, go here, go there. But I just don't have it in me.
That's right.
So one of the wonderful things about the Wellness and Caregiver Center of Ventura County is that you don't have, like you said, you don't even have to remember why you're coming back. You just have to know that, you know, Monday at 1 o'clock, I have to be there.
That's true.
And then the other big thing is if it's the caregiver who's coming, you've got respite care for the person caring for, which is another big hurdle that
Thank
we see.
Thank you for reminding me to say that, because our funding from the Ventura County Area Agency on Aging is have some very nice support systems in place, so that if someone comes to us, we're able to hook them up if they're a caregiver. And it would benefit them to have their loved one have grab bars or ramps to be able to come in the house. We're able to do that at no charge.
So put those kinds of
home modifications
mm-hmm. in place. Mm-hmm. But when they're coming to the center, you can provide care for the person they're caring for.
And again, remember I said we want to provide it to their preference. So if they would like to attend an adult daycare in their community, we're able to pay for that in any community.
So they don't have to bring their loved one or their family member to you.
They don't.
Right.
They can attend our daycare, or they can attend a daycare in another community, such as Thousand Oaks at Senior Concerns or Marin Manor in Ventura.
And what if the person that's receiving the care is not able to leave the home? Is there a way to get someone to come into the home and be with them?
We absolutely have agreements with about 5 agencies, and we pay for them to go in the home, professional caregivers to stay with their loved ones so that they can attend a class. We really try to take down all the barriers to attending classes, but also they can, if this is what they need for a break, they can get their hair done, they can go out with their friends.
Right.
We don't care.
Right. And the center itself has some of the, you have a massage therapist
there. We do. Massage therapy, you know, we want to serve the whole person.
Mm-hmm.
And we are able to provide, on a limited basis, of course, free therapeutic massages for overburdened caregivers.
And I don't know a caregiver who's not overburdened.
Some of them aren't exactly into having a massage, so that
but they might not want it. Yeah. That's true. Well, tell us where the center is located, how we physically get there.
The center is located in Camarillo on Las Posas Road. It is 3687 East Las Posas. But for those of you that may be familiar with Camarillo, it's close to the Pleasant Valley Hospital or the Camarillo Police Station.
Right, and it's a complex. There's a lot of medical offices around there, and that's actually where the Camarillo Healthcare District is located as well.
Right, but all co-located at that campus. But
co-located.
I like that word. Co-located. I use it a lot myself.
I like it.
It's fun.
I've never heard that word, but I kind of it does it. So it falls trippingly off the tongue. Co-located. That's great. So I urge everybody out there to go and take a tour of the center. It is beautiful. You walk in, the colors are calm, there's soft calming music playing throughout the whole center. There's those lovely waterfalls where the water just trickles down the copper, you know, just real soft and calm.
And spacious.
And it is spacious. It is spacious. They have a phenomenal library / resource center where they have books, DVDs, right?
Yes, absolutely.
They have equipment that you can look at to see
technology. To help people remain safe.
Yeah,
I mean,
it really is amazing. The Brain Injury Institute is there all the time, if I'm correct, right?
The Brain Injury Center of Ventura County is the only nonprofit that's there full-time. But some of the others that are there are the Alzheimer's Association, I mentioned, the Ombudsman, who does pre-placement counseling when a family's thinking about long-term care, Coast Caregiver Resource Center, also folks who help caregivers, our legal services. We have a whole variety of health screenings. And one that I'm really happy to mention because Sheila's here is Dr. McMurtry from the Ventura County Medical Center actually does memory screenings at our
Oh, that's great.
Center,
for capacity.
Yeah.
Right, that's great.
They're non-invasive, quick assessments and helps give people what to do next.
Right. So quick, one more time, the phone number?
It is 1-800-900-8582.
Okay. So there you are, everyone. This is a amazing resource in our community.
Can I
have one? Yes.
One more thing.
Yes.
Our next Tools for Caregiving class starts August 25th.
Okay. So call the center to make your appointment. It's a six-week class.
It's a six-week class.
Six-week class. It's a great class. It's open to anybody.
It's open to anybody who's a caregiver.
Right.
Caring for, they're non-paid caregivers, usually family caregivers, a spouse, an adult child, a neighbor.
Perfect. And I encourage anyone who's doing any caregiving at all to take advantage of this class because there's really tremendous resources in there.
Thank you, Sherry.
Sue, thank you for spending this time with us.
Thank you for you being such a gift to the community.
Well, thank you, because you're a gift, too. You put this amazing thing together, and we are fortunate in our county to have you and Camarillo Healthcare District and the Wellness and Caregiver Center of Ventura County.
Here.
All right, quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have our next guest, and we'll see you in one sec.
The Ventura County Healthcare Agency is proud to provide quality, cost-effective, culturally sensitive healthcare for all of Ventura County. In addition to Ventura County Healthcare Agency's two hospitals, Ventura County Medical Center and Santa Paula Hospital, the agency has 26 ambulatory care and specialty clinics, and the Ventura County Healthcare Agency provides services to every community of our county. In addition to the 50 community-based service locations, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers home visits and comprehensive care. Dedicated to education, prevention, specialty mental health, and acute care services, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency strives to ensure the health and well-being of all Ventura County residents, so you and your family can be well. For more information about all of the services the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers, call 677-5272. That's 677-5272. The Ventura County Healthcare Agency, 677-5272.
When you're considering a reverse mortgage, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. If you're a homeowner at least 62 years of age, a reverse mortgage may help you convert your home equity to tax-free loan proceeds. Contact a reverse mortgage consultant today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Consult a tax advisor. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., is an equal housing lender. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
For more information and to find out how a reverse mortgage could benefit you, call 866-398-5638. That's 866-398-5638.
Hi, this is Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler, the law firm you can trust to get it right, proudly representing the people of Ventura County honestly, ethically, and with great integrity for over 50 years. Norman Dowler is among the preeminent law firms in Ventura County and has a team of dedicated professionals who consistently exceed the expectations of our clients. Legal matters are no laughing matter. When you're faced with a legal crisis, you want the best representation. Norman Dowler, 654-0911 or visit normandowler.com.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
And now back to Gray Matters with your host Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler.
Welcome back. I love Sue. I mean, she's still sitting right here, but I'm going to say
it
anyway.
Let's
pretend that she's not.
Isn't she wonderful?
She is so wonderful. There we go. Isn't that nice to know what people are saying about you when you're not there?
Behind your back.
That's right, behind your back, in front of your face. Our next guest is Dr. Kenneth Kosick, who is the Executive Director of Cognitive Fitness and Innovative Therapies. Hello, Dr. Kosick. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. We're so thrilled that you could spend some time with us today.
I'm very happy to do that as well.
Great. So, Dr. Kosick, you are nationally known as a leader in the field of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders, which is right up our alley here at Gray Matters. How did you get into that field of work?
Well, I started this area very early in my career. I'm trained as a physician and a neurologist, and as I completed my training, I just became fascinated by the many things that we just did not know about what happens to the brain as it ages, what goes on with Alzheimer's, and really was sort of a call to a career in research.
And we talk about this a lot on the show, but I'm always interested in everyone has a slightly different way of defining it, the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's. And I don't think you can ever hear it enough because it's such a common mistake.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great question. And the way I like to define it is that dementia is just a symptom. It means that a person is, their thinking is impaired, their memory is impaired. And there are many causes of dementia. The leading cause is Alzheimer's disease, but there are others. And one analogy might be, say, if someone had a fever, that's just a symptom, like dementia. But there are many causes of fever, and there are many causes of dementia.
Right, and Alzheimer's being, you said, the main one.
By far and away, the leading cause is Alzheimer's disease, that's right.
Right, right. And so are we getting any closer to figuring out how to stop this horrible disease of Alzheimer's?
Well, I would say that we are getting closer. The problem is that we're not getting closer quickly enough for the people that are moving into the age of risk.
Right.
Or people that already have it. So while there is extraordinary progress and scientists are quite upbeat about how deeply we understand this disease, that does not mean that there is a drug all around the corner.
Right, right. And tell me if I have this fact correct, that Alzheimer's is the only of the top 10 diseases that there is no cure for.
There is no cure. It's very sad to say this, but no one has ever even spontaneously cured of Alzheimer's. You know, every now and then you hear about a cancer patient whose tumor just goes away.
Right.
We don't know.
But that's never, not with Alzheimer's.
That's never happened with Alzheimer's.
And the drugs that are out there, they just sort of mask some of the symptoms early on, right?
They mask some of the symptoms. They don't really change the progression. Maybe this might be a little bit politically incorrect to say, but I think of those drugs as sort of Band-Aids. They help a little bit, but they really don't do anything in any deep way.
Long term.
Right.
Right. So, someone comes and says, there's Alzheimer's in the family. I mean, is that really, is that an accurate statement? Is it genetic like that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. There is a genetic component to Alzheimer's. So if there's someone in the family, you know, a sibling or a parent that has Alzheimer's disease, then your risk, if it's in your family, your risk does go up. Fortunately, it goes up by only a little bit. So it's important to know if there's Alzheimer's in the family, and the physician can be aware of that. But it doesn't mean that you're definitely going to get the disease.
And not having Alzheimer's in the family doesn't mean you're not going to get it either.
That's exactly right.
Right. Are there things that we can do to reduce the risk of, well, maybe not Alzheimer's, but any kind of cognitive decline?
Yes, and that's really where we've tried to make our small mark here in the, at least in the Santa Barbara area,
mm-hmm.
and a few places elsewhere now, because it's been my feeling that while ultimately the cure, we are going to have a cure, the problem is none of us know when.
Right.
And if you, I don't think most people feel that they just want to sit back and wait for the cure.
Right.
What can we do now? How can we really take the bull by the horns and say, what can we do today to reduce our chances of getting this disease? And that, and that's, it's, there are some things we can do. It's really sort of been a little bit ignored that there are some very important things we can do both medically and in terms of our lifestyle that can really make a difference with regard to one's risk.
So give us some examples.
Yes, okay. Well, now I will say that none of these things are going to come as a big surprise to people that have been reading the paper.
Okay.
But
maybe there's some of us out there that don't read the paper because it's depressing.
Yeah, <that's laughs>
in which case,
too.
This could come as a very big surprise to us when you tell us what it is.
So here they are. The way to reduce your risk on the medical side is to essentially, what I like to say is to know your numbers. That is, know what your blood pressure is. Even if it's a little bit high and you're middle-aged, get it treated. Know your cholesterol numbers, your lipids. If it's a little bit high, get it treated. If you have a tendency toward diabetes with an elevated sugar, get it treated, because all of those are not just risk factors for cardiovascular disease. We know blood pressure can lead to heart attacks and strokes,
mm-hmm.
but now we know, and this is the new information, now we know that those medical conditions can also increase your risk for Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
I always say get on top of your numbers, know them, and don't be shy about pushing your physician to say, hey, if you told me my blood pressure is a little high, I don't want to wait another year to have it checked again. Let's stay on top of it and see that it's really, down at the level it should be.
Okay. What else can we do?
Then on the other side of the coin are things that we can do in terms of lifestyle. And here we have five items for, again, which there is strong evidence. And those five items are as follows. One is, and this really, this first one leads the list. It's really where the evidence is the strongest, and that is exercise. Exercise really can is just good for the body, and
right.
The brain is just another organ in our body, and exercise can clearly keep our minds active and healthy in throughout the lifespan.
And you're talking not just about mental exercise, but even just physical exercise.
Yeah, I'm talking about physical exercise. I put mental exercise as a whole separate item on the list. So
okay.
Exercise is number one. Number two is mental exercise.
Okay.
So we call that cognitive challenges.
Okay.
It means you can do anything by, if you've been, many people ask me, they say, hey, I have a cognitive challenge every day. I do the New York Times crossword puzzle. Well, if you've been doing that for the last 30 years, it's no longer quite as much a cognitive challenge.
Okay, because you understand the system.
That's right.
Right.
So it's important to keep new challenges in front of you. It could be trying to learn a language. It could be even something as simple as throwing a dinner party and really having a...
That would totally be a cognitive challenge for me.
That's, yeah, exactly. Me too. Me too. So So cognitive
give me a complicated trust any time over a simple dinner party.
Yeah, we're in the same boat. So this, these kinds of activities can be fun, like a dinner party, and they're also challenging. Number three on the list is nutrition, and the data is strongest for what we call a Mediterranean diet. But I am sure as we learn more about nutrition, there will probably be other diets that are also good for you, and there are certainly diets that are bad for you, like overeating.
Like the American diet.
Yeah, you said it,
but, sorry, that might have been politically incorrect, but it's the last show, so I can say what I want.
I'm going to tell you the last two, because we mentioned mental and physical exercise,
right.
We mentioned diet. The fourth one, it doesn't apply to everybody, but when it applies, it's very serious, and that is long-term chronic stress. Just not good for
the body.
Or the body.
Mm-hmm.
If a person is, having marital difficulties or maybe losing their home because of all the financial crises, these things, in addition to all the actual trouble one is facing, is also it's also stressful for the brain and not good.
Right.
That is something that...
And it can affect your cognitive abilities.
It sure can.
Now, is that one of those cognitive issues that will go away as the stress dissipates, or can you permanently affect yourself with those levels of stress?
If the stress goes on for years, it can have a permanent effect. But fortunately for most people, it will hopefully resolve. And yes,
because I think anyone who's in a period of stress, we all know you can't think at work, you make stupid mistakes, you forget things. So I don't think it's it shouldn't be news that stress affects us right then cognitively, but it's interesting that if the stress continues long enough, you can do permanent damage.
You can
be loopy forever.
Damage. It can actually cause shrinkage of the brain cells and cause permanent damage.
Wow.
Very well documented.
Wow. Okay, and then the last one.
And the last one is, and this is one that may be a little bit of a surprise, but actually the last thing that's really good for your brain is having friends.
Having friends is good for your brain.
That's right.
Can having friends, can that cancel out the cognitive harm you're doing to yourself with the stress?
A lot of these factors are interrelated to each other. Hmm. If you're feeling a lot of stress and then you're out with your friends, you tend to forget about it for a little while.
Yes.
If you are with your friends, being with friends and sort of remembering all the things they tell you is a cognitive challenge. All these items work together.
Interesting.
Friendships are important. Human beings are very social animals.
Mm-hmm.
We thrive in social settings, and sadly, the problem of among elders, social isolation is a problem.
Yeah, I think especially now more so than a couple of generations ago, when grandma tended to live with you.
Exactly.
And now they don't, because we're so fractured and all over. Nobody stays in their hometown. I think I'm one of the only people that I know. And I never would have pegged myself for someone coming back and ultimately settling where I grew up, but here I am. But I'm one of the only people that I know growing up. And my good friend Mary Shay, too, who's waving in the studio, me too, me too, me too, where we stayed or at least came back to where we grew up. But most everyone is a transplant. I mean, my parents are a transplant by about 3,000 miles. So,
so transplantation can be a problem. The fact is, one gets older, some of your friends will pass away, or a spouse. So this kind of social isolation is something that we really, I believe, as a society, have to think a lot more about how to sort of structure social settings for elders where they can maintain friendships. It's so important.
Right, right. So talk to us a little bit about the Center for Cognitive Fitness and Innovative Therapies.
Well, it's a mouthful to say it.
It is. I like
right.
it. But yeah. I like CFIT. You said CFIT is the acronym.
The acronym is CFIT, C-F-I-T.
I like
and
it.
And we have opened this center here in Santa Barbara to actually implement exactly these points that I just mentioned. That is, we, as a neurologist, I'm very concerned about people and will help people with Alzheimer's disease, but the purpose of our center is actually to reduce the risk for people before they get it, to talk to people who where Alzheimer's may be in their family. They may be worried about their risk. They may already have a little bit of memory trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We try to get in very, very early and evaluate all the risks that someone may have and help them try to reduce that risk. For example, if we all know that exercise is good for you, but suppose you have a little bit of balance trouble or a bad knee. In our center, we have a physical therapist that can help devise an exercise program if there is some incapacity already.
Okay.
And, you know, that we do, if you're worried about, we talked a little bit about family risk.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few people, and this is not so common, but it does happen, where there actually is a more serious genetic risk. That is, the person carries a gene that can actually lead to the disease, and
mm-hmm.
we do genetic testing if a person wants it. And we have provide people with the cognitive challenges, the computer-based games that we like to think will keep the brain active. It's an entire program of risk reduction.
Now, is there a cost for your services?
Yes, there is a cost, and we're in the process of trying to figure out a way to have to reduce what it does cost people. We're a nonprofit, so
okay.
we are basically charging people what it costs us.
Right.
And we do two things. One is we have a full-fledged evaluation and a lot of detail that includes neuropsychological testing, meeting with myself, physician, and others, and that is $1,800, which is, I think, steep for many people.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have some scholarships based on financial needs.
But that's $1,800 for what period of time?
$1,800 is for a very detailed, full evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
It can go over 3 days.
Okay.
You know, coming in for a couple hours every day.
So that's for the evaluation.
That's for the evaluation. And then, if a person then wants to, then you can stop right there and you can say, okay, we now have this is the complete package. It's everything I should do to keep my risk minimal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to carry out these suggestions on my own.
Okay.
You can do that.
You can do
or
that.
Or you can come back and you can participate in our program where we can help you implement some of our suggestions. And that we have different ways of doing that. You can do suppose you already have a great diet, but you want some help with some cognitive challenges.
Mm-hmm.
You can use our facility in an a la carte manner for individual services or sign up for an 8-week program. There's a lot of different ways in which the menu can be shuffled.
And you mentioned scholarships.
Scholarships are available. We have had some donors in the community that have helped to defray costs.
So I would urge anyone interested at all to give the center a call, and I'm going to have you give your number in just a minute, Dr. Kosick, but I would say call the center, because don't necessarily let the fee scare you away. Get the information. Perhaps you're eligible for a scholarship. Perhaps there's some other way that the center can work with you. I never let just that fee out there deter. And
yeah,
I would urge everyone out there not to let it deter, to make the call anyways, because it sounds like there's some amazing things there.
We've had the people have been really pleased that have come through. There's nothing quite like it anywhere in the country, and it's a very unique place.
Give us your number.
805-899-7777.
Well, that's easy to remember.
Mm-hmm. Easy to remember.
And your website.
And
please.
The website,
yes.
Is www.scfit. So that would be, those are the initial letters for Santa Barbara, and then we said CFIT, Cognitive Fitness Innovative Therapy.
Perfect. .org.
.org.
So that's important. Don't do .com. Who knows where you'll end up.
That's
right. Do .org. Okay. We have in our few minutes left, Dr. Kosick, what's the... you talk about a community-based cognitive shop. What is that?
Well, that's basically CFIT.
Okay.
We like to think of ourselves as sort of trying to break down the barriers of entry into the medical system. It's really very hard to get an appointment with your doctor,
mm-hmm.
see the doctor for more than 10 minutes
mm-hmm.
with double booked and people in the waiting room. if you forget to ask your doc a question, you might have to wait 6 months.
Right.
You know, to ask again, it's really tough out there right now, both for the doctors and the patients.
Yes.
We would like to just sort of demedicalize this whole area a bit, because what we're doing, we're not doing things like cardiac transplants. We're not doing rocket science. We have some very simple measures that people simply need a good program to implement and prevent or at least reduce their risk for Alzheimer's.
Amazing. It sounds like a phenomenal place, doesn't it,
yeah,
Sheila?
It sure does.
Yeah, it sounds great. Dr. Kosick, thank you so much for spending some time. Any last parting words you want to tell everybody out there about you or your center?
Well, I just want to thank you for a wonderful show and inviting me to speak.
Well, thank you for being on our show. Mm-hmm. We're thrilled to have guests of your caliber. We've had such great guests through our whole run, and I'm so excited because I think we're really ending this with a great bang. So thank you for being on the show today, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And everybody, this again was Dr. Kosick of the Cognitive Fitness and Innovative Therapies, www.sbcfit.org. That's a little bit trickier. but if you can remember it, there's your cognitive challenge.
I say it every day.
That's right. That's right. All right, Dr. Kosick, thank you very much.
Thank you indeed.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have one last very most special, awesome, lovely, wonderful guest. I don't like her very much. Can you tell? So we will be right back with more Gray Matters.
When you're down and troubled and you need a help.
The Ventura County Healthcare Agency is proud to provide quality, cost-effective, culturally sensitive healthcare for all of Ventura County. In addition to Ventura County Healthcare Agency's two hospitals, Ventura County Medical Center and Santa Paula Hospital, the agency has 26 ambulatory care and specialty clinics. And the Ventura County Healthcare Agency provides services to every community of our county. In addition to the 50 community-based service locations, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers home visits and comprehensive care. Dedicated to education, prevention, specialty mental health, and acute care services, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency strives to ensure the health and well-being of all Ventura County residents, so you and your family can be well. For more information about all of the services the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers, call 677-5272. That's 677-5272. The Ventura County Healthcare Agency, 677-5272.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Hi, this is Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler, the law firm you can trust to get it right, proudly representing the people of Ventura County honestly, ethically, and with great integrity for over 50 years. Norman Dowler is among the preeminent law firms in Ventura County and has a team of dedicated professionals who consistently exceed the expectations of our clients. Legal matters are no laughing matter. When you're faced with a legal crisis, you want the best representation. Norman Dowler, 654-0911 or visit normandowler.com.
Tucked away in the heart of Ventura lies a beautiful senior community called the Ventura Townhouse. As the oldest senior community in Ventura, we are proud to serve our active seniors. Located on 12 acres of wonderful park-like grounds, the Ventura Townhouse is centrally located, close to restaurants, museums, beaches, and our local community college. The staff at Ventura Townhouse is available and willing to assist you with your daily endeavors. We look forward to treating you to a free lunch during your tour to see for yourself the beauty of the Ventura Townhouse.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
And now back to Gray Matters with your host, Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler.
Another amazing guest.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to miss all these amazing guests. Maybe I'll just take 1 hour a week and just call people and interview them. good idea. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Sherry.
How are you?
Great. Good to see you again. Thanks for the invite.
Yes, Mary, for all of those who don't know, Mary is my sister from another mother.
That's right. And we even look alike.
We do. Yes, there is. There is. Just a little bit. Mary is one of my longtime friends. She's an attorney, works for the Public Defender's Office, is a senior deputy public defender. And Mary, you have an unusual assignment, though.
I do.
Because you're not doing the normal public defender stuff.
I don't. I get appointed in conservatorship matters in the probate court to represent the proposed conservatee or the person to be conserved, primarily because those under conservatorship lose constitutional rights that they have, and so it's protective. Mm. And so most of
the loss of liberty is
exactly.
A loss of freedom.
Exactly.
So
many freedoms.
So you're entitled to representation.
Right. And the majority of my clients are seniors, and I just absolutely adore my clients. Really love this assignment.
And they love you too.
They do. They're so cute.
And how long have you been doing this now?
Gosh, 11 years.
Wow.
Yes. Very unusual to be in one assignment this long, but it's just really my niche, and I've really invested myself in the senior community.
And kudos to the Public Defender's Office for recognizing that, and not just saying, you know, this is all part of the rotation and this is what we all do, because mm-hmm. I can tell you the probate court, we have tremendous value. We really benefit from Mary being there all the time. There's always another public defender,
right.
Now.
Always have a partner now.
But that partner does tend to rotate, and having that consistency with Mary, who now knows this area of law like the back of her hand, it's huge. So I think the whole probate community also, we really benefit from having this stability and knowing that we've got someone like Mary.
Yeah, I think it's important because these cases can be around for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And if you're constantly changing the parties, the players, or the attorney for that mm-hmm. matter, it makes it a lot more complicated.
And think of your clients, who most of whom, if not all of whom, have cognitive issues.
Right.
And to every, you know, you're not seeing them every day. So if every couple of years the attorney is changing, that's going to be very disconcerting for them too, because they're not going to remember you or remember, you know, oh, what do you mean another, what's a public defender? I don't understand.
Right.
So for Mary's clients to know, they know Mary, whether they understand her full role or not, they certainly know Mary.
Right.
And so, that's good for them too.
Yeah.
It is reassuring, and she's so cute, so they all love it when she walks in the door. So we wanted to talk a little bit about just quality of life.
Quality of life for the seniors. You know, what does that mean? And that, I'm sure, is something different for everyone. But I think the key to quality of life is finding your joy. You know, what brings you joy? What has brought you happiness in your life? And it doesn't have to be big, and it doesn't have to be, you know, a lot of money. It could be, you know, a little garden, planting a garden in a flower pot. It could be, you know, walking in the mall. Maybe you like to shop, be back in the day and your budget's tight, but you like to window shop. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's going to the pet store and playing with the pets. It's, you know, reaching out and reconnecting with lost friends. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever brings you that happiness. I think having joy in your life is so important for your physical and mental health. Mm-hmm. And if you have good physical and mental health, then your body is going to, kind of hang in there longer. Mm-hmm. And even if you have disabilities, I think if you have a positive spirit, positive mind, you're going to feel better overall.
Right.
So I just encourage seniors, you know, to remember what brings them joy and to reach out for it. There are volunteer programs out there. You know, if you're not able to get around or lack transportation, mm-hmm. there are programs where they can kind of hook you up with a buddy. And you can
there's a Caregivers of Ventura County.
Exactly.
Right, that's a great with Nancy Cohn and Brad Behrens, mm-hmm. a great organization, and that's free.
Yes,
and that's free to the person receiving the care, and they do that's exactly what they do. They hook up someone to come into the senior's home and do any number of things, companion, helping get them places.
Right.
I think they all even do like cleaning. They even have a they have a youth program that's part of it too, where they get kids from the high schools in there.
Exactly.
Which is huge. And the kids can really, I mean, the kids can go in and do companion kind of stuff too, but they can also go and weed your yard.
Right. And then, you know, if you were in a particular profession, you know, maybe considering volunteering or, you know, if you were a teacher, maybe you want to do some free tutoring, anything that's going to, as Dr. Kosick was mentioning, you know, exercise your mind and your body. And giving back is something that gives you a lot of joy. So if you can find a way to give back to your community, that will reward you.
Yeah, giving back is extremely rewarding.
It is.
Right.
It is.
Read at the library. The library, I know the library in Camarillo, they have a children's reading night, and I think they're always looking for volunteers to come and read to the kids' books. And it's a great, it's a really fun library. It's a great
it's
library.
A beautiful library,
it's a beautiful one, and the kids' section is phenomenal with this big pirate ship coming out of the floor and everything. So there's, you know, someone who maybe was a teacher, there's a perfect way of
And I see so many seniors, they become isolated, you know, due to their disabilities or due to a change in their cognition, and they just kind of, you know, slowly you know, just kind of whittle away sometimes, and it's just really sad. And so the more family, the more friends, the more activities, you know, depending upon what their limitations are, I think the better off we all are,
right?
And especially as we age, I think that's so important, not to let those things go, because, you know, you get tired, of, you know, reaching out or making the effort. But I think it's really, really key to longevity and having a healthy, happy life.
Right. But here's the call to action to everybody else, is that we all need to be finding the organizations that are in place right now and finding out how we can fit into them too, because it is hard if you have a physical disability and or a mental disability to continue to reach out. So it's really up to us who are healthy and well to seek out as well and help draw out these people.
Exactly.
And that will help, and then their quality of life is improved. And I would venture to say that the person who's providing the assistance, that their quality of life probably improves as well.
Absolutely. And then, and also another call out there would be to adopt a senior. If you live in a neighborhood where there are seniors, or perhaps, you know, a single senior that might need some assistance or just want some company, you catch them going out to get their mail, strike up a conversation.
Right.
It's really amazing how much knowledge and history and wonderful stories that you can get when you befriend seniors. I mean, they have so much to give and so much to offer.
And even a couple, I remember somebody who was on the show, and I don't remember who it was, but they had sort of befriended a couple in their neighborhood on their cul-de-sac who were seniors, and just, you know, did little things for them. And then there was a situation where one of them became very ill and the other one really needed help.
Right.
And they were right there.
Yeah.
There was already a relationship. Right. So it was easy to ask for the help. It was very easy and comfortable to provide the help that was asked for.
Right.
We talked about this a little bit last week. And when I was a teenager, I grew up in a community that had a lot of seniors. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't hired to babysit young children. I was hired by the children of these older people to go in and sit with them for an afternoon.
Wonderful.
And you're right. And I have such affection for older people. And I did. You're right. I heard some incredible stories, and I became a writer later, and I used many of those stories.
Oh, yeah.
Changing the names to protect
a wealth of knowledge.
Right. Oh, it's amazing. So those are really simple things that people can do. And that we're not talking about, you know, every day or every week, but, you know, I mean, here's a perfect example. You know, at the Wellness Center that we were talking about earlier, there's an attorney sitting there every Monday. Well, but there's 12 or 13 attorneys. So what does that mean? That once a quarter, I give up an afternoon and I sit there. That's easy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you get enough people involved, and then it's not overwhelming because it's not, okay, now, you know what, I can't do every Monday. I can do once a quarter. Anybody can give up one afternoon
Right.
Every three months.
Sure.
It's not a big deal.
Right.
Right.
And if you're out and about, you're at the grocery store and you see a senior by themselves and they're lugging their groceries to their car, offer to help or open a door or strike up a conversation and say hello. It is amazing how far that goes and how much that may brighten up that person's day by just that little effort.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. Maybe one of the things that we can kind of do, since this is our, sad to say, last show, is just kind of remind everybody about some of the really wonderful resources.
Yes.
Obviously, the Wellness and Caregiver Center is fabulous.
Yes.
But you've got the Area Agency on Aging and the Alzheimer's Association.
Yes.
There are so many
Care Ombudsman Program. I mean, we have amazing resources. HICAP for long-term care insurance and Medicare questions. We do have amazing resources in this community.
Yeah, so don't be afraid to reach out. If you have a problem, if you're a caregiver, if you're a family member of a senior, if you're a senior yourself, there are a lot of resources. And I really have to thank Ms. Kerman here for putting the effort into this show and having all of these fabulous speakers and providing all this information to the community, because what a service this has been.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's been my pleasure. It's been my pleasure. And I was actually going to mention, I think there's a phone number, 211.
Yes.
Isn't that the 211 is a phone number that you can dial from any landline, I think.
Correct.
And then it can connect you to a lot of these different services. You have to maybe do a little more searching to figure out which ones you might need.
Actually, I think if you just call the 211, it's a Ventura County resource.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they can give you guidance and direction for just about any issue that you might have, whether it's housing, whether it's food, health, psychiatry, transportation needs. I mean, it is a fabulous resource, and it's so simple. And I actually called it one day just to kind of check it out, and I actually got a live person.
Perfect.
I thought, I might have to go through a bunch of buttons and push this number and push that number. You get a live person that says, how can I help you and how can I direct you?
Perfect.
So it's just really important to know that you're not alone out there. There are a lot of people willing, able, capable to help. Lots of resources. Mm-hmm. Just need to know where to go. But it's out there.
It is.
Don't feel like you're alone.
So there you go. And with that, this is our final sign off.
Mm.
Sheila, I want to thank you and the Ventura County Healthcare Agency for your support this last month. I want to thank all of my sponsors over the last 7 months for their support in making this show possible. All my friends and all my guests who've been on the show and everyone who's listened. It's really been an incredible journey. It's been great fun.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, Sherry, for all your effort and all your time that you've invested into this.
Thank you. So this is Sherry signing off one last time on Gray Matters. Be well, and remember, aging is not black and white.